Slicers are useful because they can take multiple different pivot tables and filter all of them at once. Here's how to create one for yourself. First, click anywhere within the first pivot table, then at the top, click Pivot Table Analyze and Insert Slicer. You can now select what you want to filter with the slicer. In order to link multiple pivot tables together, click on the slicer, then Report Connections at the top, and finally select every pivot table you want connected to the slicer. And voila, you can now filter multiple tables at the same time. You can also select multiple items in the slicer with this button here. To have conditional formatting applied to a set of cells, simply select the cells, click Conditional Formatting at the top of the screen, and select an option from the list. The most common formats are data bars, color scales, and icon sets. You can also set custom conditions based on formula outputs. Simply select your cells and conditional formatting at the top again, but this time select New Rule. Then select the option Use a Formula to determine which cells to format, enter your formula and what you want the cells to look like if the result of the formula equals true, and click OK. Did you know that there are specific stock and geography data types in Excel that provide some unique information? For stocks, type out either the full company name or their stock ticker symbol, and then at the top, go to Data and click on the Stocks Data Type in the middle of the ribbon. For geographical locations, just type out the locations and then go to Data at the top again, and this time click on the Geography Data Type. Now, all you have to do is click on the little symbols that Excel added next to the stocks and locations within your sheet to see a little pop-up that goes into more detail about each. Did you know that you can create a map of your geographical data? First, select your data, then click Insert, Maps, and then the little map icon. You can then add data labels to your new map, including both the value as well as the name of where on the map that value is representing. To make the labels easier to read, change their color and size both all at once or even individually. There is an easy way to split one column into multiple columns in Excel. It's called the Text to Column tool, and here's how to use it. First, select the data in the column you want to separate. Next, at the top, select Data, and then Text to Columns towards the middle of the ribbon. Now, select Delimited if you want to separate it based on things like colons, commas, and spaces, and then click Next. Since we do want it to separate based on spaces, check the box for Space, and uncheck the one for tab, and then click Next. Finally, for destination, select everything in the box, and then click cell B2 in your spreadsheet to set that as the new destination, and then click Finish. Excel has now split the full names in column A into first names in column B and last names in column C. Did you know that you can define a custom data type for Excel to use in your spreadsheet? For example, here, Excel will automatically remove any leading zeros even if we type them out. To make it so Excel doesn't do this, you can create a custom data type that has those leading zeros. Simply click on the little arrow to the right of number at the top to bring up the Format Cells dialog box. Here, you can change what kind of data is in the cell and thus how Excel treats it. To make a new data type, just click on Custom at the bottom of the list. Since we want the cell to always have at least 5 digits no matter what, we can type 5 zeros where it says General in the box directly under the word Type. Now when we go to type in the cell, Excel won't just stop removing any leading zeros, but will actually add them in if we don't type them out ourselves. Did you know that you can have Excel automatically update a table based on any changes to a text or CSV file? First, in the toolbar at the top, go to Data. Then on the left, click on From Text/CSV, select the file, and then Transform Data. This will bring up a new window where you can format everything in the file to be exactly how you want it when Excel puts it in your spreadsheet. You can rename columns, add or remove columns or rows, combine multiple columns into one, and much more. When you're done, simply click Close and Load under the Home tab at the top. Now you have a table that will automatically update based on any changes to the original CSV or text file just by clicking the refresh button. There is an add-in that comes with Excel that can allow you to get and analyze many different statistical descriptors. It's called the Data Analysis Toolpack, and here's how to enable it. First, click File in the top left, then Options. Next, go down to Add-ins, and then click on the Go button next to Manage at the bottom. Finally, select any or all of the add-ins you'd like to have enabled. Now, all you need to do is click on the Data tab at the top, click the new button on the right called Data Analysis, and it will bring up a list of many different analysis techniques for you to choose from. If you would like to see some basic ones like the mean, median, mode, standard deviation, and many more, select Descriptive Statistics. Next, select all the inputs, making sure to select labels in the first row if that's applicable. Where you want the output to be, and then check the box for summary statistics. Now, when you click OK, Excel will automatically calculate a wide range of analytical descriptors. Did you know there is an Excel formula that's more powerful and versatile than VLOOKUP? It's called XLOOKUP. You just need one formula and the autofill tool to fill in this entire table, no matter how large it gets. The important parts here are the different cell references used that allow you to simply copy this formula to the rest of the table with ease. You can even change which attribute is shown here by just switching the labels in column G to one of the other column headers in the original table. To create a pivot table, first select the data, then click Insert and Pivot Table. In the pop-up, you can choose whether to place it in a new tab or in an existing one starting in a specified cell. You can now start dragging and dropping where you want the data to populate, as rows, columns, or the values within the cell. Additionally, you can change the default option of summing the values to many other options such as averages and counts, as well as change the data type of the output itself. If this was helpful or new information for you, follow us at Spreadsheet Nerds for even more tips and tricks in the future, and repost to help others in your network with their spreadsheet problems. Let our team of nerds help you solve your next business spreadsheet or data issue, so get in touch today for a free consultation to see how we can save you time and money with custom solutions.